A witness born through worship, in the land of Canaan, God's people were to have one general place of assembly, where, three times each year they could all meet to worship God. As they would obey the divine laws, they would receive the divine blessing. God would not blot out the idolatrous nations. He would give them opportunity to become acquainted with Him through His church. The experience of His people during the 40 years of their wilderness wandering was to be the study of these nations. God's laws and kingdom were to extend over all the territory of the earth, and His people must be known as the people of the living God. Their service was an imposing one, and testified to the truth of a living God. Their sacrifices pointed to a coming Savior, who would take the kingdoms under the whole heaven, and possess them forever and ever. Evidence had been given of His power to do this, for as their invisible leader had He not subdued their enemies and made a way for His church in the wilderness? His people would never know defeat if they would abide under the shadow of the Almighty, for one mightier than angels would fight by their side in every battle.